Good health to all from Rexall. From Hollywood, the Jimmy Durante Show.
Ink, a dink a dink, a dink a do, a dink a dink.
Yes, it's the Jimmy Durante Show with Arthur Treacher, Candy Candido, Roy Boggy and his orchestra, our Rexall sportscaster Tommy Harmon, yours truly, Howard Petrie, and our special guest tonight, that glamour boy of the corset set, Victor Moore. Brought to you by 10,000 Rexall drugstores, who carry the complete line of top-quality Rexall drug products. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, an early guest for your Thanksgiving dinner, the one and only Jimmy Durante in person.
Tea.
Not even when things go wrong.
But I want cream in my tea.
You feel better. You even look better.
But I say I'm putting lemon in your tea.
How ghastly. I want cream in my tea.
Too bad Princess Elizabeth and Philip are having their first quarrel.
Say, that's right, Jimmy. You were at the royal wedding, weren't you?
Yes, and what an exuberant festivity. I was running amok with emotion, and Howard, right after the ceremony, the princess mounted the palatial stairway, and when she threw out the bridal bouquet, do you know who caught it?
Who caught the bouquet?
Durante.
Oh, gosh, Jim, when a person catches a princess's bridal bouquet, that means they'll become a member of the royal family.
You don't know it, Howard, but you may be looking at the new next queen mother. Which may be very confusing to the queen father.
Well, now, Jimmy, I hope you haven't neglected your work here at home. We all know you're running for vice president next year, but have you decided on a campaign issue?
Yes, Howard. That's why I conducted my nationwide poll of the new look. I'm going out wholeheartedly for the women's vote.
Oh, women, 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 women.
This boy's scoutmaster let him out in the world too soon. But, Howard, women's fashion in such a hubble, bubble, and hubble that I've even designed a style of my own. My dress will be backless, sideless, seamless, hemless, topless, sleeveless, and strapless.
Well, what's it called?
Good Morning Judge. But I had to get to the bottom of the situation. So I went to the studio of that great designer of feminine clothes, Anatole, and he greeted me very warmly.
Oh, voilà, Monsieur Durante, très bien, voulez-vous, je ne sais pas, I kiss the cheek. I kiss the cheek. I kiss the cheek.
Please, please, a simple hello will do. Give these guys one line and it'll run you right off your own show. But tell me, Anatole, how do you feel about the new look?
Oh, the situation is terrible, monsieur. This new style, she's ruining for Anatole the dress business. And to think this should happen after I've led such an unhappy life. You see, years ago, I worked in France picking olives. All day long, I picked olives, I stuffed olives, I packed olives, nothing but olives, olives, olives. So I come to America to become a dress designer, just so I can forget olives. And who do you think my first customer is?
Who?
Zazu Pitt. But I can't talk anymore about it. You will have to continue the discussion with my model here.
Oh, Mr. Brady, I'll be happy to help you all I can.
I wonder I can't get insurance. I'm living in a hurricane zone.
Oh, you gay rascal, you. Oh, is that your nose, or is a Goodyear blimp flying low today?
Flatterer.
You know, I think I can help you in your survey about the new look. I've even written a new song about the new look. Would you like to hear it?
No.
Fine, I'll sing it for you. Now, listen. Old MacDonald had the new look. E-I-E-I-O. With a new look here, a new look there. Here, look there.
Wait, madam.
Look.
Wait a minute.
New look everywhere. Look, look, new look.
Now,
look,
stop that vocalizing.
E-I-E-I-O. There, now, don't you think my singing will help you get the new look?
I'm not worried about the new look. Where am I going to get a new audience? What a dilemma. Can anyone give me an opinion on the new look?
Well, I'm the man on the street, and I've written a poem about the new look.
You... You have a very intelligent face. Go ahead. Read it to me.
Well, here goes. New dresses cover up the legs. There's nothing left to show. So now, instead of whistling...
I'm feeling mighty low.
I can tell this isn't Durante's day. But, folks, I've had my moments. Yes, I've had my moments. When I look back through life, I find lots of memories remain. Certain days stay in my mind and keep running through my brain. I remember the day that Edley swam the channel. What a splash! I remember the Wall Street crash, or when Winchell first shouted, flash! But there's one day that I recall, though it was years ago. All my life I will remember it, I know. I'll never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book. It's a shame I don't recall the name of the book. It wasn't a history, I know, because it had no plot. It wasn't a mystery, because nobody there got shot. The day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm gonna do it again. Why, if you walk into my house, you'll see loads of books. And believe me, they're not there just for appearances. I press an awful lot of butterflies. I know reading is relaxing. What did Napoleon do for relaxation? He read a book. What did Lincoln do for relaxation? He read a book. What does Congress do for relaxation? They book a red. You know, I'm familiar with all the bestsellers. There's the Encyclopedia Britannia, Forever Umbriago, and a new piece of significant literature which says, Atka Gretka Batka, Setka Engelapa, Alla, Molly, Shui. How do you like that? I've been reading the life story of Mumbles. But I love good reading. Why, last week I spent 2 solid days in the library. Much to my regret, I buried my nose in a book, and what happened? I forgot which book I buried it in. A good catastrophe. It wasn't a history. I know, because it had no plot. It wasn't a mystery, because nobody there got shot. One day I read a book. I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Did you know that more than 2,000 different drug products carry the name Rexall? That's a big family indeed, and a highly respected one, too. For in millions of American homes, the familiar name Rexall has come to mean the utmost in quality, purity, and reliability. So for any and for all of your drug needs, always buy Rexall. You can have confidence in what that name means, quality, purity, and reliability in drug products. Get them at Rexall drugstores throughout the nation, where 25% of America buys its drug needs.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall. Well, friends, Jimmy has been fattening up a turkey in his backyard for Thanksgiving. But while he was away, Arthur Treacher has been selling raffle tickets on the turkey. And Treacher doesn't want him to find out because he'd take it back, and then Treacher wouldn't have the turkey, which he really didn't have to begin with. Oh, I'm so happy. Our show has a plot this week. Well, let's see what happens.
Oh, I say, Mr. Durante, sir, I was looking for you. Would you care to buy a raffle ticket on a turkey?
But, Treacher, I already have a turkey.
Yes, I've seen it, sir. And I think you'd be better off to eat it while listening to the Rose Bowl game on New Year's. He looks to me like a USC turkey.
A USC turkey?
Yes, a very tough backfield.
That's my tall boy who said that.
Well, I think you should buy a ticket, sir. Have you ever won a turkey raffle?
Well, at the last one I attended, I had number 6347958437762. But the fella next to me had number 8495735587665. So just for luck, I said, I'll trade you my 6347958437762 for your 8495735587665. So he gave me 8495735587665 for my 6347958477662. A lucky number.
Well, who won, sir?
The judge's brother-in-law with number 6. But come on, creature. Let's go in the backyard and get that turkey ready for tomorrow's festivities.
Well, you know, sir, I think you should consider carefully before doing away with that bird. Once I had a pet turkey, and after I cut his head off, I was filled with remorse. Only quick thinking saved the situation.
If you'd already cut off the bird's head, what could save the situation?
Well, I rushed him to the nearest pub, set him on the counter and said, bartender, put a head on this. Oh, sir. Oh, I say, I've got a million of them. A million of them.
You got a million of them. Why did you have to pick on that one? But let's forget your raffle, Treacher. Come on out in the backyard and take a look at my turkey.
Your turkey, sir? Oh, if you only knew.
Ah, that's my turkey. Won't he look nice on the table? This turkey isn't stuffed. He's loaded. I don't know. Maybe we should have something else for Thanksgiving dinner.
Why, sir? He kissed you.
Why not? Anything with a beak like that has got to be on my side. But sympathy ain't going to get in my way. Teacher, get that bird to the chopping block.
Well, sir, I feel it's a confession I must make. You see, your turkey is the one I'm raffling off. And someone has already won it, sir.
A catastrophe. Why, you won't get my turkey, creature. He's my Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, look, sir, look, he's flying over the fence.
That's not a turkey, it's Hildegard. Preacher, do something.
Well, don't get excited, sir. There's our turkey coming back up the walk now. And there's a man with him.
Why, it's Victor Moore.
Jimmy, isn't it true that on Thanksgiving, people are supposed to eat turkeys?
That's right, Victor.
Yeah, I told you, you crazy turkey. Now let go of my leg.
Let go of that leg, turkey. That's Victor Moore, not Dorothy La.
Well, Jimmy, old pal, I guess I won the turkey raffle. Here's the winning ticket. Number 888. Gosh, I'm crazy about eight. They're so feminine looking.
I better have a talk with this boy. He's beginning to notice things.
Yeah, well, okay. Wrap up the turkey.
Now, wait a minute, Victor. This happens to be my turkey.
Oh, no. I want it fair and square. I'm eating this turkey. You stay out of this, you beast. Now, look, Jimmy, I don't want any arguments. I'm awfully tired.
You are?
Yeah, I've been breathing all day.
You know, if it's too much of a strain for you, do what I do. Close one nostril for the season. Preacher, explain to Mr. Moore about the turkey.
But I'm sorry, Mr. Moore, but this particular turkey belongs to Mr. Durante. However, here is your first prize in the turkey raffle.
Well, wait a minute. What am I supposed to do with this egg?
Well, sit on it long enough and you've got your turkey.
Nothing doing. I entered a turkey raffle, not a maternity contest.
Victor, you'll go down in history as the first turkey sitter.
besides me.
I got a laugh from one of the musicians.
Besides, Victor, I can't get another turkey. I can't get another turkey before Thanksgiving. But I know you can. You're a big man in this town.
I am?
Sure, you've got a lot of drag around here, a lot of pull.
Well, with one I've got to drag around, I need a lot of pull. But don't think you're going to talk me out of this turkey with flattery.
You're right, Victor. Our friendship is too great to be shattered by such a trivial inconsequentility. So I acquiesce to the inevitable. How embarrassing. Even a turkey knows I said it wrong. Follow your script, turkey. You come in later. But, Victor, I got the solution. You have Thanksgiving dinner with me tomorrow.
Oh, peachy.
Now take that turkey out in the backyard and give it the axe.
Me? Hey, why do I have to do it? Why can't you knock the beast off?
I couldn't. I'm just a softie. But you, Victor, I can tell by just looking in your eyes that you're strong, red-blooded, and fearless.
Are you sure you're looking in my eyes? That's the turkey. I'm over here.
Victor, there's no other solution. You've got to go through with it.
Okay, give me the hatchet. Now, where's the turkey?
He just locked himself in the garage.
Well, I'll get him out. Hey, we got four of them now.
Yeah. No, Victor, these are the sportsmen. When Jack Benny went home last night, he remembered to take his Maxwell, but forgot his quartet. And it's a lucky thing because it's time for a song. Sing, sportsman.
Bongo, 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 a bongo, 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 zimbo, bongo, zimba.
Each morning a missionary advertised with neon signs. He tells the native population that civilization is fine. And three educated savages holler from a bamboo tree
that civilization is the thing for us to see. But bongo, 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 we don't want to leave the Congo. No, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongo, we're so happy in the jungle, we refuse to go. Don't want no bright lights, false beats or bells, landlords, we make it clear that no matter how they coax us, we'll stay right here. We look through a magazine, the missionary's wife comes here.
We see how people who are civilized
bang you with automobiles.
When they've got 2 weeks vacation, they hurry to vacation ground.
They swim and they tease, for that's what we do all year round. So bongo, 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 we don't want to leave the Congo. No, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongo, we're so happy in the jungle, we refuse to go. Don't want no bright lights, false beats, doorbells, long boys, noise in our ears. So no matter how they coax us, we'll stay right here. We'll stay right here. Bingo, bango, bongo, we don't want to leave the Congo. No, 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 no.
The distinguished Rexall quality story begins in the Rexall laboratory.
Yes, the Rexall laboratory is one of the largest and most completely equipped pharmaceutical laboratories in the world. More than 2,000 different Rexall drug products are scientifically compounded under the exacting direction of the laboratory's doctors, chemists, and pharmacists. That's why when your Rexall druggist says, for example,
in Rexall Plenamins, you get all the vitamins for which our minimum daily requirements have been established, plus liver concentrate and iron to help prevent simple anemia.
You may be sure your Rexall druggist knows what he's talking about. Thanks to the unsurpassed quality standards of the Rexall laboratory, you can depend on any drug product bearing the name Rexall.
The quality of one Rexall product will tell you the quality story for all Rexall products. Remember, 25% of America buys its drug needs at Rexall drugstores.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign, a Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Victor. The turkey's head is supposed to go on the chopping block, not yours.
Oh, gosh, I don't know why I'm so timid. My father was one of the toughest men in the days of the Klondike Gold Rush.
Do you think my family raised sissies? Why, the day I was born, my father threw a wildcat into McCrib and said, I'm cooking the loser. My uncle, Harpoon Snoop Durante, was one of the most feared men in the great Northwest. I'll never forget the story he told me about the time he was lost. What a fate. Lost in the frozen wastes of the Yukon. Left to freeze in the ice and snow. Hundreds of miles from civilization.
Goody Homers, get your popsicles here. Popsicles.
Food, I'm saved. But wait a minute. What are you doing in a frozen wasteland selling popsicles?
I'm working my way through.
Through what?
I don't know. They won't tell me until I sell all these popsicles.
Well, bless your little pecan crunch. Say, you must be Frostbite Moore, the most feared man in the Yukon.
Can there be any doubt? Who are you?
You're shaking mittens with Harpoon Snoop Durante. Mighty lucky you finding me like this, Frostbite. She sure is a bad night out tonight. Never did I see such a bad night as she sure is a bad night out tonight. Is that written right?
Well, how is the weather?
Pretty good. But for saving my life, Frostbite, I'm giving you a half interest in the lost mine of the Klondike. It's right over there. Let's go.
But wait a minute. There's somebody already at that gold mine.
How do you like that? General Myers beat us to it. Wait a minute. That's Cutthroat Cactus Pete, the bloodthirstiest desperado of the Yukon. I got it. You sneak up behind him, Frostbite, and keep him covered.
I can't. My legs just froze up.
Oh, that's just bad blood circulation. Just shake your legs a little to start the circulation up again.
Okay, I'll shake my legs.
Now she flows! Now go ahead, Frostbite. Get down on your stomach and crawl. Well, why don't you crawl?
I can't.
Why not?
When I'm on my stomach, my feet don't touch the ground.
If he had a longer head, he wouldn't make a bad seesaw. Okay, Victor. We're close enough. Pull your gun and keep him covered.
All right, you guys. I got you covered. If anybody makes a move, I'll blow my brains out.
You ain't a-scaring me, stranger. I got a knife here, and I'm gonna cut you from ear to ear.
I think I'd better go sell my popsicle.
Don't move, Cactus. My partner's mighty handy with the shooting iron.
He is? Well, I'll be a rattlesnake's uncle.
My partner cut his first tune on a horse pistol.
He did? Well, I'll be a coyote's grandfather.
Yeah, and I'd let you have it right now if it wasn't for one thing.
What's that?
I haven't got it.
Well, I'll be a hyena's nephew.
This guy's got a lot of relatives.
Okay, boys, you caught me red-handed jumping your claim. What are you going to do about it?
Say your prayers, Cactus. In just 10 seconds, you won't be here.
Yeah, what makes you so sure?
I peeked at the next page and you haven't got a line on it.
Well, he's gone.
Just shows you what lazy writers can do. Okay, Frostbite, let's dig for the gold.
That can wait. Let's celebrate first. I'm going to find my gal, Malamute Sal, and smother her with kisses.
You want us to travel 75 miles by dog sled just so you can kiss a girl?
Yep.
That's mushing a long way, just a mush. Let's go.
Bartender, bartender, give me a double whiskey straight and a short beer for my dog.
Yeah, and I'll have a bourbon frappe with a rattlesnake sitting on a cherry. Yeah, and give it to me in a broken glass.
Hiya, Frostbite. How's my little sugar plum?
It's my girl, Harpoon Snout. I want you to meet Malamute Sal.
Howdy, little missy. I'm setting up this round. What's your pleasure?
Kissing. What's yours?
If Mrs. Calabash is listening, remember she's twisting my arm.
Sorry, stranger, but my kisses belong to Frostbite. Take it, Frosty.
No.
Oh, my little butterball. Veux-tu rendez-vous avec moi ce soir?
No, I couldn't, really. I couldn't.
Oh, chérie, mon nom magnifique. Je vous embrasse avec toute ma cœur. Je vous donnerai les baisers, beaucoup de baisers.
No, I couldn't, really. I couldn't.
What she's saying? Maybe I could.
Half-breed Harry.
Malamute says she's my girl. I kill, I kill, I kill.
Would you care to buy a popsicle?
Listen, you ain't killing nobody, half-breed. That's my partner you're talking to.
Who are you? By God, you got one big nose.
What'd you expect me to have, two little ones?
You stay out of this. Draw your gun, you butterball. We fight for girls.
No, no, don't fight.
Stand back, Sal. I'm going to blow him to bits.
They shut the lights out, and I think they knocked each other off. That means you're mine now, sweetheart. I'll kiss you like this. And this. Now, what do you say? Will you marry me?
Well, I'd like to, but I got to...
Friends, here are those foremost Rexall reminders for the week. Remember, 25% of America buys its drug needs in Rexall drugstores. Remember, Rexall is that large and respected family of more than 2,000 different drug products. Remember, you can always depend on any drug product bearing the name Rexall. Remember, Rexall drug products are available in Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Touché, Howard, and I'd like to add, I do my shopping at a Rexall store, buying Rexall drugs and a furthermore. Umbriago, he prefers them too. We buy Rexall, that's all. How about you? Thanks, Victor Moore. Thanks, Victor Moore, for coming over tonight. Next week, folks, Charles Boyer is going to be our guest. And what a team we're going to be for the ladies. What he lacks, I haven't got either. Before we close, we're going to get a little low down on one of the big football games this week from Tommy Harmon, famous player of the Los Angeles Rams. Tommy, tell us what goes with the football situation this week.
Well, Jimmy, there are a great many top football games this week, such as Texas versus Texas A&M, Georgia versus Georgia Tech, and Southern Methodist versus Texas Christian. But our Rexall spotlight this week shifts with the eyes of the nation to Philadelphia, where one of the sport's grandest spectacles takes place. I'm referring to the always great football classic between Army and Navy. To those of you who were fortunate enough to see last year's game, you will probably never forget how a valiant Navy team fought one of the Army's greatest 11s to a standstill and almost caused the upset of the year. Army won the game 21-18, but as the gun sounded, Navy was driving inside Army's 5-yard line. This year, the game will not have the outstanding name stars as it has had in the past, but the game will be just as fierce as previous ones in the spirit of competition. I happened to see Navy play once this fall, and although they have a fighting 11, I don't think that the middies can turn the trick against a superior Army team. Once again, I think the strains of On Brave Old Army Team will echo through the streets of Philadelphia come sundown next Saturday.
Good night, Peggy Lee. See you next week. And good night, Mrs. Calabash.
This program was produced and directed by Phil Cohan. Good health to all from Rexall.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.